Back in now on regional radio, joined by the Republican member of the Missouri House of Representatives representing District 144. It is Chris Dinkins on the line with us now. And Representative, a pretty big week for you. Let's start off with the PDMP bill that was talked about plenty this week, and it's going to be voted on next week, it's looking like. And you know, as I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Missouri is the only state in the nation without a statewide prescription drug monitoring program. And so, of course, the aim with this bill is to kind of address those issues, and supporters say it will help in that regard. Where do you stand on this? And if you're not for it, what are some of your issues with the bill?
Well, you're correct in the fact that Missouri is the only state that does not currently have a prescription drug monitoring program. And a lot of the counties around the state have begun to adopt their own or to join a consortium with the St. Louis County to enact one. And, you know, the current one that we are going to be voting on the floor, it's not a silver bullet that's going to end the abuse of opioids and prescription drugs, but it's just going to be a tool that we could use to help fight the abuse. There's aspects of it that I don't really like as far as, you know, confidentiality and government knowing more and more about us and what we really want them to. But, you know, the people, I believe that the majority of the people in my district want the PDMP. And I hear from them often, and I believe every county in my district has adopted one form or another, except for one, and they are in the process of doing that. So the bill was debated heavily on the floor this week and will come up for a final vote next week before moving to the Senate. I'm not sure what it will happen to it in the Senate. I know in the it did not have good luck in committee in the Senate, and died by a 3-3 vote.
And Representative, it kind of sounds like you're leaning towards voting for this bill, and also it also sounds like you have a couple of issues with it, which I've heard the similar concerns with people and privacy. Do you plan on voting for this bill? And also, is there any changes, some modifications perhaps that can be made to address those privacy concerns?
I do plan on voting for it. I did vote for it in the perfection, and like I said, it's not really my favorite bill, but I do represent the people of the 144th, and I believe that the vast majority of them want this, and so that's where I'll have to stand with that. As far as being able to address any more fixes on it, we will not be able to in the House. We've already perfected it, and any other changes could occur over in the Senate.
All right, sounds good. Well, let's move on to another topic for this week, at least something that's going to be dragging into next week as well. HB 460 is to be heard next week, and of course that's a bill that you've had a huge part in, creates new provisions reflecting, you know, mining royalties on federal land and things of that nature. What are some of those provisions, and why are you a big fan of this bill?
Okay, Senator Gary Romine, he has Senate Bill 202, and I have House Bill 460, and it's Senate Bill 202 is going to be heard on the Senate side this week, and this is a bill that would distribute funds from mining royalties on Missouri federal lands to the counties where the royalties were accrued. So this is just a common-sense bill that will ensure that the money that is generated by the land and the mining activity that occurs in that area comes back to the to benefit the people who live and work there in that area. So if there's a mine in one county and the royalties are paid in, the royalties will come back to that specific area instead of being distributed throughout the state and in areas where there are no mines.
Okay. And so it sounds like before, you know, this bill, what's been happening is people have been losing out on some of their money, and it's been, you know, moving around in spots that weren't originally where they were intended to be. Does that kind of sound about right?
Right. And, you know, I'm not really sure how originally why it got set up that way, but currently when the money comes back and is distributed from the Office of Administration, the mining royalties go out to anywhere where there's federal land within those counties. And so this is just going to distribute it to make it distributed on a proportional basis to each county in the state where the royalties were accrued. And 50% of the funds would be distributed to the public schools in that county, and 25% of the dollars would go to the maintenance of road and bridges, and the final 25% would go to the county's public safety. I know Senator Romine has worked really hard on this bill, and I will be supporting him over in the Senate this week on that. And hopefully both of these bills will make it out of committee.
All right. So, Representative, you know, we spoke about privacy earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on this because perhaps that was part of your reasoning. I know that I noticed that you filed a bill, House Bill 853, which its aim, it would appear, is to prohibit the publishing of the names of lottery winners. And I was just wondering why you think that's important and what went into the filing of this bill.
This bill came to me from a constituent, and she contacted me back last summer sometime and was asking me about that and how other states had that and why didn't Missouri have it. And I kind of forgot about it, and then she has contacted me a couple times since session has started. And so I did some research and looked into it, and, you know, she is a really strong advocate for keeping those names confidential because of all the issues we have with today's society. And so I filed that bill on behalf of her, wanting to keep the confidentiality of those winners private.
Is it just one of those things where, you know, somebody wins the lottery and they don't necessarily want all of the, I don't know if it's media attention, but just certainly a different level of attention comes their way when people know that they have that amount of money. Is that kind of what goes into it?
Right. They don't want everyone to know. They don't want to be a different person than what they once were, or, you know, they don't want scam people trying to come after them either.
No doubt. So another bill that you filed this week was House Bill 861, and this one is meant to add provisions relating to public funding for family planning. And Representative, what went into this bill? I was reading a little bit about it, but explain to the audience kind of what your thoughts are on this one.
Well, this bill is going to just, it's going to give us some oversight of where the money comes in from the federal government. So we have some different title money that comes in, and currently the money that is distributed out, and it gets distributed out to different organizations, and we really don't have any oversight or know where this money is particularly going to. And this is just going to allow us to have oversight and make sure it's going and being used as what we think it should be.
All right. Sounds good, Representative. Well, I think that's pretty much all we had to hit on today. If there's anybody out there in the audience that wants to contact you and voice some concerns, how can they do that?
Sure. They can always email me at chris.dinkins@house.mo.gov or give me a call at 573-751-2112, and we will be happy to talk with you and visit with you and any issues or concerns you might have.
All right, Representative, sounds good. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you.
And that was the Republican member of the Missouri House of Representatives representing District 144, Chris Dinkins, a Republican from District 144. Back with more next on Regional Radio.